from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're exercising our right to free speech and meeting a boy band survivor. David Wiegand was once the sixth member of NSYNC. He's also the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
No, you got that wrong. I was a member of OutSync.
You were.
Good morning.
Okay, so first up this morning, some jazz piano. Jason Moran off his new CD, A Fats Waller Dance Party, and he's at the Monterey Jazz Festival along with a stupendous lineup, including Charles Lloyd, Cecile McLaurin, Salvant, Booker T. Jones, Christian McBride, so many great artists. It's going to be hard to pack it all in.
No, it really is. I think that there's something like 500 artists, 78 shows, 7 stages. I mean, you've got to really find something there that you want to hear. I mean, some of the other people are performing, Charles Lloyd, Robert Glasper. Michael Feinstein's doing a Sinatra project, which I think is quite interesting. I can see it with Bublé. Not so sure about Feinstein, but that's okay.
The 57th Monterey Jazz Festival begins today and continues through Sunday. And Charles Lloyd, who's at the Jazz Festival, will be at SF Jazz in October. 50 years ago this fall, students at UC Berkeley began a series of massive protests and strikes against limits to free speech and political organizing. And these events and their consequences are the subject of a play opening this weekend called FSM. And this is a project of a little company called StageBridge, but it's
right.
A very big project, really.
Right. It's a huge project because it is the 50th anniversary of the free speech movement. The play itself was written by Joan Holden, formerly of the Mime Troupe. And the music is co-written by Daniel Savio, who is the son of Mario Savio.
One of the leaders of the free speech movement. Yeah.
Exactly. And Mario's widow is also part of this production. And this is an attempt to sort of, you know, really look at why this was such a seminal moment in our history. I mean, the free speech movement, the importance just cannot be exaggerated. It really was a moment when so many things broke through. It was the fulcrum, really, of a lot of things in the 60s.
FSM opens in previews this weekend at the Brava Theater in San Francisco and continues next weekend at Berkeley Rep, and that is a StageBridge production. Now, music from a TED Global Fellow.
It's been overcast and somewhat gray, but blue's not the color that'll wear today. I want some sparkle and I want something warm. Brewing inside me is a lover's
dream. You are the firstborn son.
I just love that. That's Somi singing a number off her new CD, The Lagos Music Salon. And you can hear what Somi means here when she talks about marrying jazz and African music, something she calls New African Jazz.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love her voice. It's just the most incredible voice. She was born in this country, but her parents are from Rwanda and Uganda. And she spent 18 months in a sort of residency in Lagos. And this was, you know, the result of that. The whole album is just terrific. I've heard it, and I think it's wonderful. And thanks to our recent forum guest, McLeet, she is performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Red Poppy Art House in San Francisco.
Maya Lin may be best known for her work on the Vietnam Memorial, but she's a prolific artist and has done a lot of work here in the Bay Area. And she has a new show about threatened species and the environment. I guess this is a big interest for her.
It is a big interest. And it was after Hurricane Sandy that she became especially interested in how fragile various bodies of water are. They're obviously not solid. They're obviously prone to environmental impact. And so she's created this exhibit to really call attention to these sorts of things with a lot of Bay Area focus.
Yeah, San Francisco Bay and the Tuolumne River are both featured in abstract sculptures. Art Act, Maya Lin, opens today at the David Brower Center in Berkeley, right by the UC campus, and continues through February 4th of next year. Now for something by a former boy band member who's having a moment.
You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me.
That's Nick Jonas, formerly of the Jonas Brothers. And come on, David, boy bands? I guess he's got, it's nice. It's nice stuff, but really?
You know, I wouldn't know a Jonas Brothers song if you hit me over the head with it at all. Nick Jonas has always been the, you know, the most talented. I mean, he's not doing any reality shows on E, you know. But right. he's done productions on Broadway and so forth. He's been doing Broadway for a long time. He's also in a new TV show that I'm quite fond of. It's called Kingdom, and it's on DirecTV. It'll happen in a couple of weeks. This is an interesting moment for him, and he'll be performing this album at the Great American Music Hall.
That's right. Nick Jonas plays the Great American Music Hall on Wednesday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list, plus more listings, and follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.